Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to live from this.
To every word I say, every word I say,
ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving,
moving.
don't even try it now, cause I ain't buying it.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this...
I'm wiser, I'm better, but fight, fight left. As Africa is from Africa. You know, if I said, when the first human disease, Arabic, female rabbit, of course, is finally to all of them. The next day, you see, the rabbit come up, the new one, the second one. You know what happened? Oh, the rabbit got dead. They got coming up to all of them. They got rabbits. Well, just the African woman up there, let the snake. And she got gone. You know, we have Negroes and Jigaboos and Jigaboos and Africans. And these are the things that was Jigaboos in the past. When you're in this, you're scared to wear long colors because you're scared to wear long colors. You don't want to reach good to people and write some things because Europeans do need to write some things. They don't want to because the Europeans, because they don't want to write because they want to write. And if you're from the state, you don't eat hot brown and colored green and chicken. You don't do that because Europeans don't eat. You don't cook your food with grease and all those things because Europeans don't. That's why the food tastes like butter. You've got to qualify everything that somebody has to do and destroy what is your culture. Because you're ashamed of your identity. And the reason you're ashamed of it is because you don't know it. But when you know it, you will help with God. Like as David said about Martha, the shining prince. You will help with God.
Where do I go?